The fiscal cliff haunting our holidays.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison in for Jeremy Hobson. President Obama and lawmakers have left Washington for Christmas, but with no deal on the fiscal cliff, it's a working holiday. Both parties took to the Sunday talk shows to offer ideas or just trade accusations. To get a look at where things stand as we approach the deadline, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein joins us. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Mark.
So, Dan, just to catch up, last week Speaker Boehner pulled his so-called Plan B because it didn't have the votes. So, without a deal on January 1st, taxes will go up for everyone. Major spending cuts, automatic cuts will go through. What would it take to avoid that?
Great question, Mark. I mean, look, the high-stakes drama in Washington continues to play out. The focus here is really on the Senate right now. President Obama has called for the end of the Bush-era tax cuts on everybody who earns over $250,000 a year. At the same time, he wants to delay the spending cuts until next year with the hope of a more comprehensive deal.
So what are the chances any kind of measure can pass?
It really depends on who you're asking. A number of lawmakers made the news circuit yesterday on the Sunday shows, and Republican U.S. Senator Johnny Isaacson says he supports some kind of temporary fix, in part because he just doesn't want to see taxes go up on 98% of Americans.
If we get down to the end of this year and the only choice we have is to save taxes going up on the middle class, then I would support that. But I wish we would have a comprehensive bill that dealt with spending, dealt with entitlements, and dealt with taxes altogether.
That's a Republican point of view, at least among some Republicans in the U.S. Senate. At the same time, Democrats have expressed some kind of optimism, hoping, you know, it's the holiday season and all, hoping that some kind of deal could get done in the Senate. But really, the pressure is going to be where it's been a lot of the time, which is on the House and whether or not the House Republicans can come up with a deal and can stomach raising taxes on anyone. That continues, Mark, to really be the big question. And it's clear as of right now, it's going to take some kind of Christmas miracle for the two sides to get together before we go over this cliff.
Okay, we will watch for that, and a lot can happen in a week. Dan Gorenstein, thanks.
Thank you, Mark.
If you've flown at all this holiday season, you've noticed that flight crews have their hands full with oversold flights and stuffed overhead bins. Delta plans to hire hundreds of flight attendants early next year. Air travel might not be as glamorous as it once was, but a lot of job seekers want to earn their wings. Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff reports.
So, you want to be a flight attendant. Get in line. Delta says at least 22,000 people have applied for just 400 openings.
It's a good job.
Jay Sorensen of airline consulting firm IdeaWorks Company says there's still some glamour left in the industry.
In spite of the fact that it's been dragged through the dirt, been bankrupt many times.
The allure of distant lands and free travel still beckons. But being a flight attendant is not what it once was, says industry analyst Bob Mann.
Well, the compensation is about what it was 15 or 20 years ago. The working conditions are quite a bit more difficult.
Starting pay could be in the low $20,000 range. Planes are packed, and flight attendants are expected to be salespeople now, hawking food and other goods. But don't let that stop you, says Pat Haley. She just retired from United.
It's so worth it.
Yes, it's tough in the beginning, but
you work 12 days a month. It gave me the opportunity to do other things.
But if you want this Delta gig, you'll have a better shot if you know Chinese, Hindi, or Portuguese. At least 100 of the new hires must be bilingual. I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in light Christmas Eve trading, with global exchanges either closed or shutting down early. Asian stocks edged up. Over in Europe, UK stocks are flat, while shares in France fell. Friday on Wall Street, markets slumped nearly 1% as Congress went home without a fiscal cliff deal. The Dow closed at 13,190.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
The holidays can be a challenge for families without extra money to spend on toys and gifts. All year, Marketplace's Amy Scott has been following a Cincinnati school in a high-poverty district. She has this story of how the school and community work to give students there a special Christmas.
You guys ready? Yeah.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse.
It's the week before Christmas break at Euler School, and volunteers from the Cincinnati Bar Association sing carols in the hallways. Santa Cop pays a visit. And every class, from pre-kindergarten through eighth grade, has a party and presents. They've all been adopted by local businesses. First grader Jocelyn Ellis unwraps a pair of Bratz dolls from a volunteer.
I don't know her name yet, but she's very nice to give it to me.
Her name is Michelle Hines. She works at Paycor, a payroll processing company.
This is one of the big things we like to do at Christmas time, just kind of giving back to the community. And the kids enjoy it. I mean, you see it on their faces, so.
Jocelyn, it appears, is also getting her two front teeth for Christmas. They're just poking through. But she has her eye on a more exciting present.
I also wanted a doggy.
What do you think? You might get one?
I think so, from Santa. He said he might, but sometimes he says that the dogs get pretty cold on the sleigh in the North Pole.
Businesses and charities donate thousands of dollars worth of goods to Euler families this time of year. Parkas for the Ohio winter, baskets of food to take home for the holidays, and the festivities are nonstop. Craig Hockenberry is the school's principal.
We've done a lot to try to make it fun for kids to kind of take their mind off some of the holiday season, things that they won't be involved in.
The students also give back. This year, Euler high schoolers raised money to help two families in need celebrate Christmas. In Cincinnati, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And finally, it's not just Apple that's dropping Google Maps. This year, NORAD is using Microsoft's Bing to power its annual Santa Tracker. NORAD and Google had worked together for the last 5 years. NORAD's Santa tracking service dates back to 1955. Google Maps is offering a separate Santa tracking service this year. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.